Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-hour wrecker service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today. During Cybersecurity Awareness Month, the Michigan Employment Insurance Agency is reminding workers and employers to take steps that protect their personal data from increasingly sophisticated scammers and fraudsters. UIA Director Jason Palmer emphasized the importance of being vigilant and knowing how to spot scams targeting unemployment accounts. The agency recommends changing passwords regularly and using strong combinations, verifying communications directly with UIA, monitoring bank and account activity for suspicious actions, deleting unknown apps, and promptly installing security updates. UIA actively monitors benefit claims for fraud and collaborates with state and federal law enforcement as well as national partners to prosecute criminals. Since March of 2020, over 160 suspects have faced charges of unemployment fraud, with more than 100 sentenced to prison and ordered to pay restitution. Additional resources include a claimant roadmap, legal advocacy, federal worker support, employer guides, and new AI-powered chatbot are available to help Michigan residents navigate and secure the unemployment system. If anyone suspects fraud or identity theft, they should report it immediately through their MyWAM account or call UIA's customer hotline. And plans to develop a solar park in southern Tuscola County are moving forward. The Arbella Township Planning Commission will meet at 6 p.m. tonight, Wednesday. The meeting, which will be at the Township Hall at 8935 Birch Run Road, is regarding the proposed commercial-scale solar farm deployment or development of 1,540 acres. Range Power LLC will be requesting special land use permit and a site plan for the farm's development at tonight's meeting. Earlier this month, the township officials approved some amendments to the zoning ordinance to regulate energy storage facilities, solar and wind turbine systems. Representatives of the Birch Valley Solar Project have attended township meetings to explain their proposed 170-megawatt solar project that is being developed by Ranger Power. Solar energy is being touted as a clean, locally generated power source with significant environmental and economic benefits for the community. The township had previously tightened its solar ordinance and regulations. However, that didn't matter due to the bill that was signed into law in 2023, giving the Michigan Public Service Commission zoning authority. In an effort to head off any conflict over the change in zoning control, the state is offering municipalities a compliance incentive of $5,000 per megawatt with a ceiling of $3 million to allow the MPSC to control land development without an issue. The proposed development in Arbella Township would be the fourth commercial solar farm in the state that has either taken over productive farmland or destroyed forests to allow for development. And the administration of Caseville City is in flux with a newly appointed mayor pro tem and some new people that will be part of the council following the Tuesday, November 4th election. Mayor pro tem Kenneth Radstreet opened this month's meeting because Mayor Christopher Stahl is dealing with a major health issue that is expected to keep him out of the office for several months. Because Rathi is retiring from the council, the board selected Darren Sprague to be Mayor Pro Tem during this month's meeting. Stahl's name is on the November election ballot. He is running unopposed to keep the job as mayor. However, there is a contested race for the three opened 4-year trustee seats with 5 candidates vying for them. The candidates who are running to be a trustee are Deborah Estep, Jeffrey Herbert, Jacob Kretschmer, Michael Muscat, and Don Tulaski. The three trustee candidates to receive the most votes will be on the council. When we come back after this Oak Beach Auto sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Oh no, the car won't start again. What should we do?
I'll call a wrecker. Oak Beach Auto, they're the best.
Oak Beach Auto has six modern wreckers stationed in Port Austin, Caseville, and the Pigeon Bay Port area. They offer fair pricing and on-time service you can count on. From Sebring to Grindstone and everywhere in between. Have you broke down, had an accident, or need a tow? Call Oak Beach Auto and 24-hour wrecker service.
This is Bill. When a tow truck is needed in the Thumb area, give me a call at 989-738-5346 for Oak Beach Auto Repair and Wrecker Service, 1.5 miles south of M25 on Oak Beach Road.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, the White House has dismissed the commission in charge of historic building projects in Washington, D.C. Critics say this could alter the city's architectural character. Administration officials argue the change will speed up new developments. Urban planners are split over the decision. Some say it threatens historic preservation standards. The move has started a heated debate in the Capitol. And in our international news, peace talks between Pakistan and Afghanistan have stalled once again. Negotiators met in Istanbul for 3 days. Key issues remain unsolved and tensions persist. Regional allies urge both sides to compromise. Progress is hard to achieve amid ongoing violence. The countries say talks could resume later this year. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-hour wrecker service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today.